So my thoughts on this, and these are just my thoughts only, is that we need more information from these two trials to better understand the different results. I can tell you that the MA20 paper is not even out yet. I'm one of the co-authors, and I know Tim Whalen is working on it now, but we don't even have a manuscript. And the Z11, we have manuscripts, but there's still a lot of information, I think, that could be gleaned from that study. You know, so from the MA20, we need to know outcome data by the number of positive nodes, by the presence of micromets, by the clinical nodal status. There's a lot of information, some of which I hope a lot of will be in the manuscript. Regarding the Z11, we have to find out the information from the radiation fields. You know, we are using this study as a means to then dictate how patients should be treated. I think it's a very important study, but then a part of that is knowing exactly how they were treated. We need to know the outcomes by the extent of nodal disease. We know the results by micromets, but I think we need to have a better handle for the amount of disease in the macromets. As you know, there are macromets and then there are macromets. And I think having a better feel for the tumor burden would help us all to figure out the study. And I think we need longer follow-up because over 80% of the patients were ER positive, and we know you can see late recurrences in these patients, even though I think most axillary recurrences would have happened by now. And then I think certainly we look forward to the EORTC study, which will hopefully also give us data similar to the MA20, and the first analysis of that is expected in 2014. But in the meantime, we each have to decide how best to treat our patients.